Tezainim Beis, beginning the top of the second line, Tan Rabban of the Gemara. So the Bais says like this: Shloshim Mizugos Rishonim Shamru Shlo Lismoich, Vishnei Mizugos Ha'achrenim Shamru Lismoich, Hoyu Nisim. So we have in the first pair, Yosef Ben Yoeser says not to do smicha. Yeshua Ben Prachya says not to do smicha. The second pair, Nita Berli is the third pair, says not to do. Yehuda Ben Tabai says not to do smicha is the third pair. Shmaya Batayan Shmaya says to do smicha, and Hillel Shammai Hillel says to do smicha. So in those pairs, the first three, the one who said not to is the Nasi, and the last two, the one who said not to is the Nasi. So three from the first pair which said not to do smicha, and two from the last pairs which said yes to do smicha, how you Nasiim, were the Nasiim. Mishnim Lehem Avis Bezdin. Divrei Meir. So Meir says that, which is what we have in our Mishnah, that the Nasi was always mentioned first. And the first three Nesiim said no smicha, the last two Nesiim said yes smicha, and they were mentioned first. The Chachamim Amrim, Yehuda ben Tabai, Av Bezdin, Mishemim ben Shotach is Nasi. So even though we mentioned over here, we have Yehuda ben Tabai mentioned first, but he was the Av Bezdin, and Shimon ben Shotach was the Nasi. We'll end up with three Nesiim saying to do smicha, two Nesiim saying not to do smicha. Okay. So Mor says, okay. So the Mechoikas is, but in the generation, the third generation, Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shotach, who was the Nasi and who was the Abbas? Man Tana Lohola Tana Rabbanan. And this Mechoikas is between Meir and the Chachamim. Who is the one? In other words, whether Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nasi, or Shimon ben Shotach was the Nasi, according to the mayor, Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nasi, according to the Chumim, Yehuda ben Tabai was the Abbezdin. So that, let's play it out in a Braisa. What's the Braisa? Amar Yehuda ben Tabai, and going to tell the word maybe, Erev ben Nechama. He's making a shvua that if what I'm saying is not true, I should be punished, that I would have to be comforted, otherwise I would lose one of my family and I have to be comforted. I went and killed an Eid Zayman B'davka to prove that the Tztukim were wrong. Shayarmim Ein Eid Zayman Erogim Achi Yehorega Nidim. So they say that it's only when the person has actually been killed, and we pass them, but after the opposite, it's only before the person. So two Adam testify against Reuven, that Reuven is Mechal Shabbos. So according to the way we understand, if the Bezdin would actually kill Reuven based on their testimony, then they're found to be false witnesses, they're not punished. And if they're caught after they've said their testimony, Bezdin has finalized the decision against Reuven. There's been a Gemara din against Reuven, and they're caught as false witnesses. So then they are punished. If Reuven is actually killed, they're not punished. The Sukkim said the opposite. See, Bedavka did. He had a scenario where there was Eid Zayman, and Bedavka did it to prove that the Sukkim were wrong. Bedavka did it, but he did it, and he was zeicha to bring out against the Tztukim. Amalei Shimon ben Shotach. Shimon ben Shotach says, well, if that's the story, you killed an Eid Zomim, which is singular. How do you kill an Eid Zomim? One obviously wasn't one Eid testified originally, because then there's no Eidus there. You need two Eidim. So the case of there was two Eidim. So why are you referring to an Eid Zomim? It means only one was found Zomim. Well, Erev ben Nechama, so Shimon ben Shotach said back, I'm swearing what I'm saying is true. That if I'm wrong, I would have to be consoled or lose one of my members in my family. Im loy shafach adam loki, you've killed the blood of a person who's not chayiv misa. שאמר חכמים אין אדם זמין לרוגן עד שיזומו שניהם. ואין לא יקן עד שיזומו שניהם. You have to do הזמן both. In your scenario, you only had a zaman. You only had Adam testify. You only were able to prove one of the Adam zemin. So, that being so, he wasn't, the Adam was not chayav misa. So the Brisa continues and says, Miyad kibul lov Yehuda ben Tabai shenamar halocha ela bifnei shem ben shotach. That he continued, he said that because shem ben shotach had a clearer mesorah than him, so if he make a mistake, shem ben shotach would point out his mistake. See, he was always mocked, but when I came to Dinei Torah to make sure that shem ben shotach was there. He would go to daven, and literally he would fall upon the kever of that person that he killed, the Eidzaman that he killed, asking Mechila, why Kala Nishma? And they would hear the voice, hear the sounds of him davening there, the sound of him crying. You're not supposed to daven to them that they should intercede.
That's what I meant.
Right, they're not supposed to. Here he was asking them to be to for forgiveness. He wasn't asking them to intercede for them. People thought it was the voice of the sound they were hearing was the sound of the one who had been killed. There was like a sound emanating from his grave about his pain, the fact that he was killed improperly. So Yehuda ben Tabai said, no, what you hear was not the sound of the one who died, but my voice crying out in my pain that I did something wrong. Tedu, he said, you should know that Selvish Lamacher, Humeis, when he dies, I mean, referring to himself, Ben Kalanishma, there won't be any sound anymore. Amalei Rav Acha Brei D'Rav Ola Rav Ashi, so Rav Acha asked Rav Ashi if that was his proof that he's telling people, listen, I'm going to prove to you that I'm right. I guess people didn't trust him, I don't know, right? Yeah, it's my voice, because when I die there'll be no sound anymore. Well, that, if that's the proof, so maybe once he died, he was able to go into that world, he'd able to meet up with him and appease him, or he was able to meet up with him, and that person took him to the heavenly court in complaint, and that's why there's no sound anymore. So that how would the fact that he died would not be indicative. The more is telling what Rav Acher prayed the Rebbe is pointing out, there is a concept of peace after death. So that being so. So what's the proof? Not that he's not trusting Yehuda ben Tabai. That Yehuda ben Tabai said it was him. He's saying if you felt the need to prove it to your generation, how could he use that as a proof? Because there isn't such a concept as peace after death. Okay, so that's the Brice. Now what's the question? Money he. So who is the town of the Brice? See, Amr Bishlam Rameyer, Damar Shimon ben Shotach Abezin, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai is Nosi. See if we go like the mayor that Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nasi, Shem Shatach was the Abezrin. So until now, Yehuda ben Tabai was paskening without Shem Shatach, and now he's undertaking from now on to only to pasken when Shem Shatach is present. So the Nasi is in higher state than Abezrin. So Hanu the Kamari Halacha Bifnei Shem Shatach. That's what it means. Why we understood that he was paskening. Even though Shem Shatach was there, he would paskin, because it sounds like he paskin irregardless whether Shem Shatach was there until now. But Eliyahu Rabbanon, Dami Yehuda ben Tabai Avbezin, if you learn Yehuda ben Tabai was Avbezin and Shem Shatach was Nosi, Avbezin bifnei Nosi mi kamara halacha. So the Abbas, it was not allowed to paskin halacha in the presence of the Nasi. It's a mashu until now that Yehuda ben Tabi was paskining even before Shimon Shatach, and from now on he paskin both when Shimon Shatach was present and not. From now on he undertook to only get involved in deciding something when Shimon Shatach is present, when the Nasi is present. I mean, how could he prior paskin when the Nasi is present? How is he paskining now when the Nasi is present? If he's only al bezdin, he should then defer to the Nasi. Some more answers. So the time of the Brice is the mayor, not the Chachamim.
In general, here they're making rulings, life and death decisions. There's going to be wrong decisions.
There'd be wrong decisions because you misunderstood the case, you misjudged the case. But if it's based on the fact that your body of knowledge is deficient, that's a problem. That's what he was saying. My body of knowledge was deficient. That's what bothered him. You know, you missed the nuance in the Edom, and the Edom were liars, you know, when you could have caught them and you didn't catch them. That's actually how the supporter learns why there's no din to kill him, Edom Zayman, Kasher Osa. If the Edom have actually been successful and the judged was actually killed, the Edom are not punished. He says if a Kodesh Baruch allowed it to get to that point, he had a reason why he got to that point. If he allowed the person to be killed, it means the reason why he's supposed to be killed. So the Edom will get their own because they had no right to be false witnesses, but they're not punished by killing. You know, the Kodesh Baruch is there also. You know, but at the same time, we have our responsibility to try and do it as so a person. You find even in financial matters, if it's an issue of a lack of knowledge of the judge is responsible. If you can't recoup the money from the two parties because the other person left, etc., the aggrieved has a right to go to the judge and get repayment from the judge because he blew it. If his knowledge was insufficient, if it was a question of something which is like Shikul Das, the Mor says Hadin Sanhedrin, you can weigh it both ways.
What if he's poor, the judge?
So he owes money. It wasn't not so being a Jewish judge. If it's a question of weighing something, the Mor says then you can't hold him accountable. So he weighed something. So he weighed it one way, could have weighed it the other way, right? In other words, let's say the case of Morse is that there's something which you normally would weight one direction, he weighed in different directions. Even though the standard procedure is one way, you can't fault him. But if it's a lack of knowledge, so you can fault him for a lack of knowledge. What are you doing judging him with a lack of knowledge? So Morse says, low, it's no riot. You can't prove that the Tana of this Bryce is a mayor and not the Chachamim. I can tell you it's the Chachamim. So what was Yehuda ben Tabbai being the Av Bezdin, according to them, not the Nasi, doing paskin halachas in the presence of Shimon ben Shatach? So my answer is, my kibbutz alav, the comer, leads to Rufe. Tefili Tzerufe namer lo mitzarifna. That he wouldn't join into, he would only sit down to a court case when the Shimon Shatach was present. And Shimon Shatach was a member of the court. That's what it's saying. Zok Rashi, Eid Zomim, Shluchuzim Elohu Levada. Only one of the two Eidim was found to be Zomim. I.e. that he wasn't present at the time of the that event that he's claiming that he witnessed, he wasn't there. Sukkim Seachi Horegan didn't. They only kill the Edom Zomim if the defendant was killed before they were caught. And then they were caught. Shahir Dershim, the passage says, Nefesh ben Nefesh, Amr ben Edom Zomim. That it has to be that there was a soul for a soul, meaning that the judge, the defendant had been killed already. Amr lehem Chachamim, Belakranemra, Kasher Zomim Lasis Lachiv, Vadain Ochiv Kayim. It says he's referred to as his brother, means that their brotherhood is that they both share mitzvahs. Well, he's not alive anymore, they're not sharing any mitzvahs. So it must be that they're still alive. Veloma nemru nefesh benefesh. So what does nefesh and nefesh teach me? Shein nerogim achi gomer hadin shel nidun kadam shehuzbo. That it has to be, however, that the case was that the person was found guilty as opposed to just giving false testimony, but the bezin actually came to a final decision against him, then they're caught, then they're chayavmis. If they're caught beforehand, before the final gemar, the final decision, the edim are found to be false, they're not killed. They're found after the accused has been punished, killed, they're also not punished. We have to be mas in both of them. So there's a malchus yellow the mikroi. Number eight, it has to be eight. Is the word aid means referring to both aid. If he Yudim and Tabi will make a mistake, Yilam Deyu, so Shimon Shatav will correct him. Hanan's Gemara Lochabeth Shimon, the Midakamar Miyad Kibbalah means now he undertook not to paskin unless Shimon was present. Shimon knows that Hashta or Bafon of it, he was paskining. He's only going to paskin now when Shimon is present, which means like before he was paskining whether Shimon was present or not. So Mora says, so that's Rameh or not the Chacham. Mora says no. It means even what the Chacham, he was the Abbez and not the Nasi. My kibbal loved that Hashra Hara till now he was paskining in Shimon's presence. The Vadiloi Hara befonav. Miyomav, till now he was not paskining when Shimon was present. And Shimon Shata wasn't there. The Nasi wasn't there. So that's when he paskined. It means let me say if the leisha b'nei b'hadi Shimon, I would only from now on he would only sit down to a case if Shimon was present. Where it says Yotze Menachem and Nichnas Shammai. So the mission says that originally the Hillel was a Nasi and the Menachem was the Abbestin. And when Menachem left, so Shammai took over. So it says, Loshen of Yotze Menachem, Lehechen Yotze, where did he go to? By Omer Yotze Latar Basra, he went out to the evil culture, literally. He went out to the evil, he joined the Tzedukim. Rav Omer Yotze Lavar Esamelach, he was taken away to the service of the king. Tayin Amihachi, Yotze Menachem Lavar Esamelach, he went to Vodas HaMelech. V'yatzu imo yishmonim zugos talmidim. And together with him were taken 80 pairs of talmidim. Levushim sirikun, wearing sirikun, which was a big day, which was like it was a big day malchus. Okay. Omer Rav Shimon bar Abba. Omer Rav Yechonon. Shimon bar Abba says the name of Rav Yechonon. Lailam al tehei shvus. Do not take the shvusim of Shabbos. Shvusim are the isurim derabanan. Are these referred to as shvois or shvus? Referred to as shvus because the Rabban says there's a mitzvah, a say the raisa of Shabbos sign, which was a commandment to the Chachamim to create a Shabbos atmosphere that it should be clearly a time of rest. And they created the Yisurim Darabonon under this umbrella of this concept of the mitzvahs of Torah to create rest. So there's a command of Shvois. It's like a command. You should rest. So the Yisurim Darabonon of Shabbos should not be light in your eyes. Sherei Smicha en elo mishum shvus. The Yisurim Smicha is an Yisurim Darabonon. It's V'nechel kubo g'dali hador. I mean, here you have for five generations that you can imagine. Can you imagine how hotly contested this debate, this issue was? Five generations of the Nasi and the Av Bezdin and all the different Talmidim trying to take sides and come to conclusion, and the Bez and Agadol, Senator and Agadol trying to come to conclusion on this issue. It was the hot topic of the day for five generations. And it's a Drabana. I mean, it's a Drabana. Like, no, this. No, it's a Drabana. That this is the first recorded Machloikas in the history of Klai Yisrael, and they couldn't resolve it for five generations. Gavald and the Velt. Their opponents are not simple.
while they were discussing it, you wondered how they held for five generations.
What they do, the Maisa?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah?
Question.
Yeah. Well, so I guess if you held for sure you're supposed to, you did it. If you weren't sure, you had the Machram, you suffic. The Mor says, Pshita. You know, we're saying, yeah, it's a great point. The Mor says, like, yeah, but he wants the Chiddush. Yeah, this didn't. You listen to the Rabbanan, like, what's the Chiddush? The Mor answers, Shus Mitzvah Itzrich. The Chiddush over here was that the Rabbanan was overriding the Mitzvah of Smicha. The Mor says, Harami Pshita. No. Yeah, the Chum have a power to override the mitzvahs because of the Chiyum of Shabbos, the Easter of Shabbos. I mean, the Gemara says we'll have Himsach, and the Gemara says we had it in Shabbos that because of an Issur Darabanan, a person is going to end up not bringing the Korban Pesach. I mean, you know, theoretically, Chiyum of Koris, because our Machmer on their din of carrying an Ismael in a Carmelis. Are doing Hazor on the seventh day, they stood on their you know, on the Issur Darabanan, and they said you can't do it, even though it means not bringing the Korban Pesach. So yeah, Moran says no. La fuke miman d'omer b'smicha kuva pligi k'mashlan b'shusu the pligi. Now there is a machloikis in Beya. What exactly is this machloikis between the obvious bezin and the siyan? What was the issue? So we're learning there clearly is a mitzvah smicha, and the issue is does the issue of the of doing smicha prevent him from doing smicha in Yom Tov or not? There was an opinion which learns that the machlokes is bechal a mitzvah smicha on a karban chayva and a shalmei chayva. The Torah wrote the parsha of smicha on a shalmei nedav, and they were arguing is there a din of smicha period. Lismich and Shal Lismich was nothing to do with Yom Tov. It was a question on Bechlal. There's a din of smicha on Shalmei Chayfa. So that's not, they're not arguing in the Rabbanan anymore, they're arguing in the Raisa. So Rabbi Yechon was saying that no, I understand the Machlokes up here was at the Rabbanan, and they're arguing in the Rabbanan. So that was the main point that Rabbi Yechon was saying, not that the Rabbanans are very significant. That was obvious, that the Rabbanans are very significant. Okay. The only ones, these are Shalmei Chayva of Yechidim, so not brought on Shabbos. Shalmei Chayva of Chagiga, etc. They're Chiyuv to bring, but not brought on Shabbos. The Zivche Shalmei Tzibur of the would be brought on Shabbos, but that's it.
So Yom Tov ends up being the day with that's most defined.
I don't think there's a lach of smicha on the Zimche of the Shalmei Tzibur, because the smicha has to be an individual person. There's no person who's responsible to do smicha. That was given. There's no din of smicha on the shlomim of the which are brought with the shtei lechem and shavuos. The shaila was over here as an individual person. Smicha is possible. But maybe there's no din smicha or not. Okay. Amar Rabbi Rami Berchama Shmamino smicha b'kolkei chabinin. Smicha requires that you put your weight on it. It's just putting your hands there. So, Micah Ovid, Lismach, just do smicha, like, what's the problem? So, the Issur Darabanan, which we're dealing with over here, is not Muk. So, the Issur Darabanan we're dealing with is the law, you can't be Mishtamish Mabalchai, you can't use the Balchai for riding, etc. So if I'm putting my weight in, it's like I'm riding on the animal. I just put my hands on top of it. I'm not being mishtamish mevalchai. So what's the Issur Darabanan that we're talking about over here? So it must be that the halach is you put your weight over it. Versus meisve. I'm going to challenge that idea that you have to put your weight. Brisa says the Bnei Rabbanei Yisrael v'samach. The Brisa says that the pasuk says that you should. Moshe was told to speak to Bnei Yisrael and do smicha. The psukim are, I mean, the first pasuk is the introductory pasuk, and then two psukim later it says, in the context of bringing the korban, it says, it's korban all over there, says the b'samach. Bnei Yisrael saimchim, v'emenos Yisrael saimchus. So Tanakama says, Bnei Yisrael is excluding over there Bnei Yisrael. There's no din of smicha. When a woman brings a korban erla, there's no halacha of smicha. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, the Gersa of the Gra, Armim Bnei Yisrael Samchus Rishos. They have permission to do it. They're not machayev to do it, but they have permission to do it. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Yes, he said, Sach li Abba Elazar. Abba Elazar, Rashi says that was his name. Not that he was my father, Elazar. Abba Elazar was his person's name. Hamachas, Hoyolano Egel, Shaziv Kishlomit. So, Yossi is the one that says that they have permission to do it. So, you bring a story to prove it. At one time, we had a calf. Bring brothers of Shlomim. The heavy knew the Ezra's Noshim. We brought it in to the Ezra's Noshim. The some who all love Noshim, and the women did smicha. Love me, they smicha, but Noshim, not because there's a chiva to do smicha. Okay, last is not a surah, the Noshim, they wanted to do smicha, so make them feel good that they want to do smicha, that we allow them to do smicha. So the more we say, Odaito, smicha, but kokoichoi. And if we have to put their whole weight, Mishum Nachas Ruach to Noshim Avdin and Avoid the Bekachim, you know, they use the animals for support, an animal which is Kaddish. If there's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, it's also. It's like using Kachim for your to lean on. You can't lean on Kachim. So El Alav Shmamino Loi Binim Bekol Kachim. So you see that no, they would just put their hands on top without putting any weight on it. And that's why the women were allowed to do it. The Morris says, so it's a raya against this point that Rabbi Brachoma is saying. So Morris says, no, we need the whole weight. But Dharma Lahuli, that it, when they gave the women the animal and told them to do smicha, they told them, "Akvo yudaycho, leave your hand, let your hands just float on top." They shouldn't put their weight on top. So Marsha Zihachi, that the Brisa says that what they did, don't think that there's a dinner smicha b'noshim, it was just to make them feel good. I mean, if it was done in a way which wasn't the valid smicha, it was obvious. In other words, if you see them doing smicha, so you have to point out, by the way, I'm not saying I hold this halachic requirement of smicha. There's no halachic requirement of smicha. But if you tell me that we're doing it in a way which was invalid, so obviously. It's not smicha. So where it says, you're right. That's what the Braisa meant. Omer Bami, Chad Avoid. What Rabbi Yossi was pointing out in the Braisa was two things. First of all, Chad the less of the Smicha Klal. That it wasn't the Maisa Smicha at all. Number one. And number two, Void Kelas is not. And so why they do it? So like the Void is like, they did it, Kelas is not as Ruch Lenoshim. Just make the woman feel good. Amra Papa Shmamina, from this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, that said that the argument was on smicha because of this reshus of being mishtamish with the animal. Now the language of the Mishnah over there is you're not rechon al gabi behema. That's how it's presented in the Mishnah. The isser of being mishtamish with the balchai isn't presented in the language, don't use a balchai. It's presented in the words, riding on the animal's back. Should I derive from that using the sides are okay? Moore says, So where was smichah? No, smichah was done on the head. Yeah. The head, you don't ride on the head. You ride on the back. So if you tell me that when it said the back, it meant the back specifically as opposed to the sides, so then the head would have been okay also. We see that the sides are also asur. Leaning on the sides of the animal, using the sides of the animal for support, etc., are asur. Because if the sides are okay, so lismoich litzdodim. Now the gist over here is again you have to do your smicha on the head, but the point is that the head is the same thing like the sides. Where's the Bach over here? Nismich aroisha, do smicha on the head. Okay. Allah shamino, it's not a masurim. So we're forced to say that the sides are also asur. So that is Rav Papa talking. Rav Ashi Amar, no. I feel the time it's not a mutar. I can tell you, no, the sides are mutar. There's the issue of being mishtamish with the balchai is only on the back of the animal. So if so, what's the problem with doing smicha on the head? It's not the back. Called the Bahari Gabo, Ki Gabo Domi. The sides are the sides, but the head is in the same flow as the back of the animal. A person sits on the animal, he leans forward on the head of the animal. That's all part of called Al-Gabi Behema. So the head's included in Al-Gabi Behema. We know that smicha has to be done on the head. So that was where the problem was.
They just lean on for a second or two. It's not like this.
Yeah. Well, while they said the vidui. Depends how long they said the vidui for. You know, if you go to the early minyan, it took about a second or two. I mean, I don't know what they said, Hashamnu, but after whatever they said, but you know, they say that they did that very well. I would imagine a person bringing karma to the base of Mikdash, you know, he would take more than a second to say that he's bringing the karma because he did something wrong. I would like him to take more than a second to say that. Rosh Hashanah here, because I had a problem. You know, no, I don't think so. That was the Moshe Shmuel Swift today. Okay, Sirashi. Sirikon Shlomo is Bidin Malchus. They went out to Bidin Malchus. The whole problem was En Ela Mishum Shvus. It's not Elohim Mishum Shvus. These are the serum which are serum their bundle. Ela Be'ilin, you can't climb it. You can't go up a tree. La Recha Gabahem, you can't ride an animal's back. Hainam Mishtamish Mabal Lechayim, who is also using the animal. The Shashamech Alev Kol Kaychay, Kiramin Lekamon. Because he was supporting, he's putting all of his weight on it, he's being supported by the animal. Shuus the mitzvah, nami tinina b'masnisin. So it said, even the Rebbeim's override mitzvahs. Well, it's also clear in the Mishnah over there. What's Rabbi Yochanan telling me? There's an opinion which learns the machlokes between the Ovis Bezin and the Nisim was, is there dinner smicha, period. The also one says no. La mishum shvus also. The problem wasn't because of this is the rabban of yamtiv. Al mishum the sirah the shamichay loy boy smicha. There's no lachos smicha by shlomim brought under a chiyuv. The chiy kasev v'samach v'shamin the davik siv. V'chayv bein the davik lager minin. They have different lachos the gavi smicha. So that's how some Amoroyim learn the machlokes. Therefore, Kamash Mulan Rabbi Yochanan. The time of Mishum Shvusu, Mismichos and Lo'el Mitzah. There is a mitzah to do smicha, even on the carbon chayv. Everybody agrees to that. The argument was, what do you do when that comes in conflict with the Yisad Rabbanon on Yom Tov? So, Mar said, Shmami no Menuk Rabbi Yochanan. Time of Mishum Shvus. So, Rabbi Chama says, must be smicha the kachim b'kol kechamin. It has to be. You have to put your whole weight. Therefore, it's intended you're being mishtamas b'bal lechayim. Because otherwise, what are you doing? You just put your hands on top. The real bnei Yisrael, adam ki yakir mikem kerba l'Hashem uksiv b'ahu b'yana v'somach. So that pasuk, the real bnei Yisrael, when a person brings a korban, later on it says v'somach. It says bnei Yisrael. Abalozer is kach shmoi. So where it says, if you tell me that. How can they do? What the Moran says, the Amalu, they told him, Akriyadaychim. Lashem and Kafa, which means to float. put your hands light. Akulashan Dover Hatsof, it's floating, vein mach, but it's not weighty, obviously. Communion by Yotzef Barzil, for cover Barzil. The Pasuk says over there by Elisha. The Tamina dropped they borrowed an axe. They dropped the axe into the water. She said, no problem. And axe came and floated on top. It says, we Yotzef Barzil, that means we cough for Barzil. So it floated on the water. So we can derive from this that Stadim Asurim, that the sides are also usher to use. Even though the language of the Mishnah was as an issue of riding on the animal's back, but who are the in the chol shemesh? It means any usage. Even a place that's not normally used for servicing the animal, supporting and servicing the person. Go and see their behemoth, the sides. Wouldn't see the Elon, same thing with the tree, it's see the Elon. So we're going to say the sides of the animal would have the same halacha like Sida Elam, which we had in there, that the indirect, as opposed to directly on the tree, which is the normal usage, but something which is off of the tree is also awesome. So what's the problem? Lismay, if you tell me Stadim or Mutter, Lismay, the Harosh HaBehema Kit Stadim Dami, because the head is like the sides. So Mori says, no, really the sides are Mutter. So what's the problem with the head? The Bahari Gabosh, Shavuot, Lagdeva, HaGav, Shabahema is on the same plane, it's on the same height, etc., as the back of the animal. Gabosh HaBehema Dami, Harosh, Shavuot, Lagdeva, HaGav, HaBehema. The head is in the same flow, it's in the same height as the back of the animal. That's called part of the back of the animal for this purpose.
Okay. How come